USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are unveiling a police reform plan. The plan would push police departments to ban the use of chokeholds and also create a national database for police officers who have been in trouble before for using excessive force. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says now is the time to act.
We believe that our policy positions are one that brings the communities of color into a position of stronger understanding and confidence in the institutions of authority. And we believe that it brings our law enforcement community to a place where they have the resources necessary to de-escalate some of these situations.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with China's foreign policy chief in an effort to address ongoing tensions between the two nations. Much of that tension revolves around coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
U.S. home construction rebounds in May after steep declines caused by the coronavirus shutdowns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Commerce Department says new homes were started at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 974,000 last month after steep declines in April and March. At 83,000 more starts than April, it amounts to a 4.3% month-to-month increase. But the increase was about 25,000 starts below the number that analysts had predicted. And despite record low mortgage rates, construction activity is still over 23% below last year's pace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
John Bolton's new book is the subject of a legal battle involving the White House. The Trump administration wants a federal judge to stop the publication of Bolton's memoir, which is set to be released next Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Republican Congressman Ted Cruz, chairman of the Senate subcommittee with oversight of constitutional rights, is sending a letter to Google warning them that they may face repercussions if they follow through with punishing a conservative website over its content. The Texas Republican accusing the internet giant of hypocrisy in targeting the Federalist, a conservative site, for its offensive comments posted on its stories, even though Google's own platform, YouTube, has similarly offensive comments. Federalist co-founder Sean Davis tells Fox News his organization is larger, so they were able to deal with Google, but a smaller organization would not.
We have a big audience, and we have a lot of influence. We were able to stop this. Now, most people, 99.99% of people who get canceled or deplatformed by these little Marxist crybullies, they don't have any recourse, and it's what's that's happening right to them that's the real crime.
A University of Utah doctor is leading a nationwide health study on the impact of COVID-19 on pregnant women. Dr. Tori Metz tells NBC News the study could provide some short-term answers about COVID-19 in pregnancy, but could also have some long-term implications.
Hopefully it's also going to provide us with information about what we can expect when we have any kind of massive change to the way we practice medicine in the United States.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.